go ahead and pray. God, we are forgiven at the cross. Please lead us in this time that we remember the cross. Jesus, when we remember your body and your blood that was given and shed for us. Amen. Please open your Bibles to John chapter 19. John chapter 19. This is the time in our worship service that we celebrate communion. This is a family time. This is a time for the followers of Christ. This is where we remember the cross. We take a little piece of bread, we take a little cup of juice to remind us of his body that was given and his blood that was shed for the forgiveness of sins. So who is Jesus? Is he the Christ, the Messiah? Is he God? If your answer is yes, and you've repented of your sins and are following him, then we want you to partake. This is a time for you. If you're a believer and you're in unrepentant sin, confess that sin right now. Confess it and partake. Trusting and believing in Christ is more than an intellectual assent that Christ existed. It's even more than just believing that the Bible is historically accurate about what it says about Christ. Even the demons understand and affirm that. And yet they are condemned by God and they will be judged. If you would, by your own admission, say that you're not a follower of Christ, that you have not repented of your sins and are not in joyful submission to his lordship, then we ask that you would just simply pass those elements by. This is a time that God wants his people, those that have turned from sin and turned to Christ, to remember the cross. However, right now, you do have an opportunity to repent of your sins. Turn from yourself and turn to Christ. Please look at verses, John chapter 19, verses 28 through 30. Follow along, 28 through 30, as I read. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things had already been accomplished, to fulfill the scripture, said, "I am thirsty." A jar full of sour wine was standing there. So they put a sponge full of the sour wine upon a branch of hyssop, and they brought it up to his mouth. Therefore, when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. John's purpose for writing this gospel is that his readers would believe that Jesus is the Christ, is the Messiah, is the Son of God, and that believing in him, that they would have eternal life. With that purpose in mind, John provides details about the crucifixion that are not found in the other gospel accounts. Verse 28 occurs after Jesus has been hanging on the cross for 6 hours. He was bloodied, he was weak, and now he's at the very end of his life. To this point, he has fulfilled all that was written about the Messiah. He has performed all the work that the Father had given him to do. And here, when he takes the sour wine, he fulfills Psalm 69:21. "And for my thirst, they gave me vinegar to drink." After that, after hanging on the cross for 6 hours, he's exhausted. He's in distress. He is struggling to breathe. And he cries out, "It is finished!" He is victorious. He's purchased a people for himself. He's absorbed all of the Father's wrath for every one of his people. He is the promised one. He is the anointed one, the one that was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. This Christ, this Messiah, is not simply a man. This man is the Son of God. He is the sovereign one from eternity past. He is the Word made flesh. He is God. At the end of verse 30, and he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Jesus is in complete control. He decided when it was finished. He is the one who finished it. He chose when to bow his head. He is the one who gave up his spirit. No one took it from him. He gave it up. He was and is in control. Believers, as you take communion, reflect on the fact that this sovereign King has finished it. Rejoice in that fact. He took your sin and my sin upon himself. He got wrath, and we got grace. We got sovereign grace. When your hearts are prepared, please take communion on your own. Don't deserve it.